Before our second feature, we have news of plans to clean up a site near Mile Cross and plans by a tour operator to offer winter holidays in Iceland. But for starters, friends of Eaton Park would like you to share your memories of the Norwich Park with them.
You can't beat a bit of park life, and it's been going on for 90 years at Eaton Park. And now you're being asked to share your memories and your photographs of times spent at a place that's been a green lung for Norwich for 9 decades. On Sunday, September the 16th, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m, Friends of Eaton Park is holding a birthday celebration which coincides with this year's Heritage Open Days. The focus will be on Eaton Park through the decades, with people being invited to come along and share their memories, stories, and photographs of the park. The celebration will be based in the Friends Room in the Rotunda. There'll be displays and information about the park, and people can write down their memories on a flip chart, or sit down for a one-to-one with volunteers from the Friends who will take down notes. Friends Chairman Helen Mitchell said, "We're hoping people will feel inspired to dig out old boxes and albums of photos to find pictures of the park. And we're not just thinking black and white. We'd love to see pictures of the park in the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. The same afternoon, we'll see this year's last rooftop tours. These bird's-eye view tours of the rooftop of one of the rotunda quadrants takes place at 3 p.m., 3:30 p.m., 4 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. And they include a whistle-stop history tour of the park and photo opportunities. There'll also be a birthday cake with an Eaton Park theme. The cake will be cut and shared with visitors at 2:30.
The City Council site that must be cleared to make way for fresh development is so contaminated it will take nearly £2 million to get the job done. Norwich City Councillors are being asked to agree to make £1.98 million available to clear the Mile Cross Depot site after finding it was riddled with chemical contaminants such as asbestos, along with low levels of ground gas. Demolishing the 10.5-acre site's buildings, which used to be the City Works Depot and more recently the Mile Cross Business Centre, will cost £700,000 alone. However, the council will be able to draw on nearly £1 million government grant, which it will match to make up the shortfall. It will then consider a number of options for the site's future, including selling it off to private developer or selling it to the council's own company, Norwich Regeneration Limited, to build up to 250 homes.
A package holiday operator is opening up a winter wonderland to Norwich travellers this year. Following the success of its incredible Iceland holidays last winter, the short breaks company, Superbreak, has announced an expanded programme of holidays to the north of the island. Its original Icelandic package will be joined by a self-drive trip, a winter wilderness package, and a luxury break. Flights for the four-night breaks, priced from £750 to £1,250, will be departing from Norwich Airport in December and January 2019. Superbreak says it's the only operator in the UK to fly direct to northern Iceland, with all package trips flying into the northern town of Akureyri. The excursions include activities from brewery tours to a dip in a natural bath, as well as a chance to see the northern lights. Chris Hagen from Superbreak said, "We're thrilled to announce our expanded programme of getaways so that more people than ever before can experience the magical destination that is North Iceland. Akureyri is an amazing destination and we take pride in offering the very best bucket list activities for holidaymakers across the UK. Return flights from Norwich Airport for all the excursions will depart on December the 17th and January the 14th, 2019. With intense volcanic activity, Iceland is often referred to as the land of fire and ice.
St Anne's Church in Norwich has a busy series of events coming up in September. After the August break, the Craft Afternoon in St. Anne's Hall, Coleman Road, will be held on Saturday, September the 8th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. There are lots of craft activities for all ages to enjoy, such as card making, painting, sewing, knitting, and decoupage, with tea and coffee and cake at halftime. It is free, but small donations to help with costs are welcome. On Saturday, September the 15th, Messy Church will be held at St. Anne's Hall and Church from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. There will be fun craft activities centered around a Bible story. This month, it is Jesus, the True Vine, prayers and singing in the church, and play parachute games. It is free and open to all ages, followed by tea in the hall. On Friday, September 28th, the Macmillan Coffee Morning will be held at St. Anne's Hall from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.